From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Cassidy Arena. The Missouri House gave first-round approval today to a bill that would do away with some of the redistricting changes that voters approved last year. But it's not that simple. As Samuel King reports, because voters must weigh in on whatever the General Assembly might do.
Amendment 1, otherwise known as Clean Missouri, overwhelmingly passed in November. Part of it calls for the state auditor to appoint a nonpartisan demographer to draw new legislative maps primarily based on partisan fairness and competitiveness. But a joint resolution supported by House Republicans would strip that provision. Representative Dean Placker of St. Louis County responded to Democrats' criticism that it would go against the will of the people.
We're not doing anything for them. We're not saying we know better. We're offering them a choice, which I think is important in democracy.
The resolution needs one more vote in the House before heading to the Senate. If passed, it would be on the November 2020 ballot. I'm Samuel King.
After 16 months of research and planning, the Mayor's Task Force for Climate Action and Adaptation Planning has completed its plan to make Columbia a carbon-neutral city by the year 2060. The task force presented its plan to the public last night. The plan includes action items about energy, housing, transportation, and waste management. Energy consumption accounts for 70% of Columbia's greenhouse gas emissions. The largest change the city will make is a shift to 100% clean energy sources. Task Force member Carolyn Amperin says individuals will need to shift toward cleaner cars and appliances as well.
We're hoping that by educating people about the need to make those changes as people are buying new appliances, new cars, that they'll be deciding to make the change that's making the right choice, not only for themselves, but for the climate.
The plan is available to view online, and the public is encouraged to provide feedback before May 10th. The City Council will vote to implement the plan on June 17th. USA Gymnastics announced today that the 2020 U.S. Olympic men's and women's gymnastics team tryouts will be in St. Louis. As of right now, the trials are still tentative because the U.S. Olympic Committee has not officially decided whether USA Gymnastics will remain the sport's national governing body after the Larry Nassar lawsuits. If the status does change, the Olympic gymnasts will be chosen by the U.S. Olympic Committee. The trials will be June 25th to the 28th at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. The University of Kansas Hospital St. Luke's and Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis are among 14 transplant centers suing the government over a new liver allocation policy. As Dan Margulies reports, the policy takes effect at the end of this month.
The policy changes the regional system for allocating livers to one that gives priority to the sickest patients. That has hospitals like Barnes, University of Kansas, and St. Luke's upset because their regions have higher rates of donor registration than others. More than 13,000 people in the U.S. are awaiting liver transplants, but only 7,000 livers are available. The lawsuit filed in Atlanta federal court describes the policy as, quote, the product of an opaque, reckless process, unquote. Barnes Jewish Hospital has performed more than 2,100 liver transplants since 1985. I'm Dan Margulies.
Governor Mike Parson is setting a special election to fill two open seats in the Missouri House. The elections will replace former Republican representatives Scott Fitzpatrick and Gene Evans. Fitzpatrick was named state treasurer, and his seat covers Barry, Lawrence, and Stone County in southwest Missouri. Evans covered St. Louis County and stepped down in order to be the executive director of the Missouri Republican Party. The elections will take place on November 5th. I'm Cassidy Arena, KBIA News, Columbia.